This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Welcome back, brothers and sisters in Islam and everyone to Halal Intimacy. As a counselor, I receive a lot of phone calls from married couples. I conduct on-site sessions with them. And one of the topics that came up lately was sexual hygiene. Believe it or not, my brothers and sisters in Islam, this topic on its own could lead married couples to disliking the sexual relationship. Because married couples, of course, during sexual intimacy, they get closer to each other physically, and in the process, if you don't take care of your cleanliness, many a times bad odor will be felt, and as a result you started feeling like you don't want to get closer, you wanted to take a distance. And that's why I appreciated the book of Ustadh Abdul Latif when he dedicated one whole chapter about sexual hygiene. Ustadh Abdul Latif Abdullahi in his book had suggested various ways of maintaining healthy hygiene and cleanliness. Otherwise, this whole relationship of sexual intimacy between the couples could become very unpleasant and disliked, which could lead also to major problems between the couples later in the future. Among these suggestions, for example, is for women in particular to avoid public toilet, because it is there where most women contract diseases and infections. These infections and diseases actually lead to the production of foul smell that could lead the husband to avoiding the sexual relationship completely. And whether you are compelled to use public toilets or at home, make sure to use warm water to wash yourself. Warm water helps fight these diseases and make sexual interaction with your spouse enjoyable. And please bear in mind, when you respond to the call of nature, not to wash or scrub your private part together at the same time with the anus area. Wash each of those areas on their own separately, starting with your private part. Otherwise, it may develop diseases which could lead to hormonal changes and imbalance, which could also lead to menses delays, which could make it very difficult for women to conceive children. And if you're interested to read more about that research, I will leave the link in the description below this video. Having said that, my brothers and sisters in Islam and everyone, men too are included in all these hygienic practices, including changing their undergarments every single day. Otherwise, our undergarments collect bacteria, which could lead to deadly diseases for men especially, including the quality of sperm production and various sexual dysfunctions. Also, if you could run a quick search on the internet for medical products that were made specifically to care for the sex organs, I'm sure you'll come across plenty of them. Use them, however, always get back to your physician or general practitioner doctor for advice before using them. But also remember, my brothers and sisters in Islam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to test you with any of these infections and diseases, you have to bear with patience and accept the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it is always recommended that whoever develop any of these diseases, both partners, both husband and wife, should be treated together at the same time, even if one of them did not complain about any of those infections. And if any of these diseases were sexually transmitted infections, please remember, not all these types of diseases were actually transmitted sexually. So focus on the cure from these diseases and avoid the blame game and the doubt, otherwise you may ruin your relationship. And of course, my brothers and sisters in Islam, it goes without saying that we should always clean our private parts regularly, especially before engaging in any sexual interaction with our spouses. We should also develop a culture or ritualistic healthcare before engaging in sexual intimacy with our spouses. And we should talk to each other about it. We should not shy away from talking about these issues. This is, of course, if we wanted to maintain this healthy relationship for as long as we remain alive, inshallah ta'ala. And of course, after intercourse, a bath became compulsory so that we can be ready for the next prayer, inshallah ta'ala. And finally, my brothers and sisters in Islam and everyone, it is highly recommended to empty our bladder before and after intercourse so that we can flush out all the germs and bacteria from our body before this relationship, in order to avoid transferring any of these infections to one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us enjoy this relationship purely for the sake of Allah in a halal manner. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Don't forget to share the video, subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you inshallah in the next episode of Halal Intimacy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.